In the windblown world of addiction, kids like Katie Baker grow up fast. When you're an only child living alone with your drug-addicted mother, someone has to be the parent.
We joke about that now, that I raised her as opposed to her raising me. But that's not a joke. It's the truth.
Katie's mother, Janet Hicks, was a pharmacist who was addicted to some of the same prescription drugs she was dispensing to her customers.
When I was 7 and 8 and 9 years old, I just remember her being very groggy all the time. I believe in retrospect, she was high all the time off of painkillers.
Sometimes Katie's mother would pass out during dinner, her plate crashing to the floor. She'd slur her way through bedtime prayers.
I wouldn't have friends over, for example. I would always go to friends' houses. When people would ask if they could come over to my house for a sleepover, for example, I would say, you know, my mom's away on a business trip. We're not allowed to do that.
To hide her mother's secret, Katie perfected the role of the tough, smart, normal girl. She played sports, joined clubs, excelled in school. She even graduated as valedictorian of her class.
It was all in an effort to just keep people from knowing that there was a problem. You know, I wanted to stay eternally busy because being busy, busy, busy kept my mind off of all of the tough stuff.
But just beneath the surface, Katie was a jumble of nerves. She worried constantly that Janet wouldn't wake up in the morning, that Katie would lose her, and if she did, that it was somehow her fault.
It wasn't necessarily my choice as a young girl, but I was the one that was always there. So, no matter the situation, I felt responsible for her well-being.
At 27 years old, Katie has a close relationship with her mother, and she has her own life, too. She's working on her doctorate at East Tennessee State University. She owns her own home. She's in a solid relationship. But despite the fact that Janet is clean now, Katie still can't shake that sense of dread that something terrible is going to happen the moment she lets down her guard.
The painkiller addict's voice is very distinct, I think, and I've learned to pick up on it very quickly. So I stay in daily contact with my mother. But every time I answer the phone, I worry that I'll hear that person on the other end of the line.
So the anxiety is still there, but the anger Katie used to feel toward her mother is gone. She says it took her a while to realize her mother was sick, and she says you can't be mad at someone for being sick.
I'm not angry anymore. I want to cherish the time we have together. I do still worry that our time together will be cut short.
Fate and biology made them mother and daughter. But Janet and Katie have become something else in their struggle to put their past into perspective. They become allies, and against all odds, good friends. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell, WUOT News.